The Supreme Court's ruling last month on abortion has created uncertainty and confusion in many places, including on college campuses. In many states, university health centers are trying to understand what level of care they can provide to newly pregnant students before school starts back up this fall. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports.
If a pregnant student walks into the health center at the University of Michigan, the response they receive is never exactly the same. That's because health workers don't really follow a script.
We take those conversations in the context of that human being who's sitting in front of us.
Dr. Susan Dwyer-Ernst is chief of gynecology at the university's health service. She says her questions shift based on the person.
We need to understand their past medical history and assess whether they've been having regular periods. Are they at risk for ectopic pregnancy or miscarriage?
Lately, Dr. Ernst has been thinking a lot about how those conversations with student patients may have to change. Michigan is one of several states with long dormant abortion laws that weren't enforced. But now, as abortion bans take effect, some university health providers are trying to figure out their role in the changing legal landscape.
We're currently working with our legal team to actually lay out the appropriate script so that we do stay within the law.
While in the vast majority of places, universities do not provide abortions, most do offer counseling to pregnant students and try to help them understand all of their options. Some centers help to arrange travel to clinics and offset the cost of the prescription or procedure. But now, in some places, even that is in jeopardy.
Some states have criminalized traveling and aiding and abetting traveling.
Kimberly Harris teaches constitutional law with a focus on reproductive rights at Texas Tech University. She says most states have laws that make it illegal to aid or abet in a crime. That means you can't, for example, help someone rob a bank. So if abortions are criminalized, it places health workers in a difficult position.
I don't know how the courts will rule on that, but it's something that is making people worry.
Bigger schools like Texas Tech and Michigan have resources to deal with these worries. They have legal teams to help parse through confusing language. But some small rural colleges don't have all that support.
We are a very small private college, and we don't have a health center.
That's Christine Preziosi. She's at Prescott College in Central Arizona.
Primarily, our students on campus seek health care within the community.
She says that currently some students wind up driving nearly 2 hours to reach a Planned Parenthood. The closest are in Flagstaff and Phoenix. But with Roe overturned, Arizona's attorney general has said that a century-old law banning abortions is now enforceable. He's working to remove an injunction that has blocked the law for nearly 50 years. Outside of Arizona, the closest Planned Parenthood is 4 hours away in California. But even if students can get there, there's still a very large concern: confidentiality.
I think it's the fear of being tracked if a student is leaving one state to go to another. And will the college be asked any questions about them traveling for reproductive health care? How do we help protect that?
Preziosi says she doesn't have all the answers yet. This landscape is new for administrators and students in Arizona. At Texas A&M, where the University Health Center says it does not manage pregnancy, some students are figuring it out on their own.
My name is Nimisha Srikant. I'm a senior public health major at Texas A&M University.
She's the president of Free Aggies, a student organization focused on reproductive rights. She spends her week trying to do her part by giving out contraceptives in unmarked brown paper bags, including Plan B, which is considered a contraceptive, but some advocates fear could soon become the next battle in the fight over abortion. Srikanth says some students are afraid to buy these products at the Student Health Center.
So if you do go into the pharmacy there, what if someone sees you buying a Plan B? Some people are just not comfortable with that.
Srikanth and her organization paused their services after Roe was overturned to make sure they were still in the clear. But a few weeks ago, they started back up and don't plan to stop anytime soon.
We'll be providing services until we are told that we cannot legally anymore.
With many colleges and universities rethinking their policies, and some avoiding the issue altogether, student groups like Srikanth's could become a vital alternative. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.